Hello?
This is Will from Opinion Research. I'm looking to speak with Stacy Mitchell.
This is her.
Miss Mitchell, just so you know, I'm not selling anything and I'm not asking for any donations. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. You have a minute?
A quick minute.
Okay, it's just mainly about housing development in Phoenix. Do you currently
okay.
live in Phoenix, Arizona?
A suburb of it, yes.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going on the right direction or going on the wrong track?
The housing market is a little high, so slightly wrong.
Okay, wrong track. Now I'd like to ask you some questions about Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of South River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Ave, and east of Hilla River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. And just to make sure we are including people from all ages, can I ask the year that you were born?
I'd prefer not to answer.
You can say any number. It doesn't matter.
2000.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
I'd also prefer not to answer.
Okay, no problem. Do you consider yourself white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed on here?
Other.
Other? Okay. No problem. Overall, how would you describe the quality life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Okay, thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means it will do very little to improve life, 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life in Levine. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. What do you think about more dining and entertainment options in Levine?
5.
5. Thank you. What about more good paying jobs?
5.
What about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
5.
Okay, what about better public transportation options?
5.
What about more shops and retail stores and commercial space for businesses?
5.
What about more parks and recreational opportunities?
5.
What about better street and road maintenance?
5.
Thank you. Next. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, will you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
About average.
Average? About the right amount. Okay.
Sure.
And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in warehouses, trade, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
5.
That will be either too many, too few, or about the right amount.
About the right amount.
Thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Levine. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target, yes or no?
Yes.
That would be strong yes or somewhat yes?
Strong yes.
Okay. What about restaurant, bars, and entertainment venues?
Strong yes.
Okay. What about dollar stores and discount chains?
What are my options besides strong yes?
Somewhat yes or no?
Somewhat yes.
Okay. What about grocery stores and supermarkets?
No.
Okay. What about doctor offices and hospitals?
Yes, strong.
Okay, thank you. Next question. In your own words, what type of stores and businesses you would like to see in Laveen? If you have a specific names, that will help.
I don't really have an opinion on that.
Just off the head, maybe a store, restaurant, dining
Target.
Place, Target. Okay. Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a big problem, fairly big problem, moderate problem, slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I would say not a problem at all.
Okay. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs or to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
A big problem.
A big problem, very big problem, okay, thank you. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. Townhouses or attached homes, yes or no?
No.
Single-family detached homes.
Yes.
Is that a strong yes or somewhat yes?
Somewhat.
Housing options for seniors.
No. No.
Multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums?
Strong no.
No. I understand. Thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
Probably 11 to 20.
Okay. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a friend, family?
Rent.
Okay. I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing causes and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you are in favor or oppose each one. Changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings, yes or no?
No.
Is that a strong no or somewhat no?
Strong no.
Okay. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
For when you say housing, are you talking about actual homes or condominiums?
It's all different types of housing. It could be apartments, condominiums. It could be homes, small homes for single families.
Then I'm going to say somewhat no.
Somewhat no. Okay, somewhat opposed. What about repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Probably somewhat no. If I have the same options.
Yes, it's either somewhat opposed, strongly opposed, somewhat in favor, or strongly in favor. Those are the options.
Somewhat opposed.
Okay, perfect. What about changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Somewhat opposed.
Okay. What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Strongly opposed.
What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Somewhat opposed.
Okay. Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's.
Bachelor's? Okay.
Oh.
Thank you. Bachelor's. Okay. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25 to 50,000, 50 to 75,000, 75 to 100.
That one.
Okay. Thank you. And finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name only?
Monica.
Monica. Thank you, Monica. You have a blessed night. Thank you for your participation. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.